Chapter 52. I show him the garden first, because that is where I first came to know this world, and because it is so beautiful I want to share it with him. Kartik spins around, his head leaned back. White blossoms rain down, coating his hair and eyelashes like snow. He opens his palms to accept them. This is the garden, I say, almost proudly. There is the river. Over there is the grotto where the runes of the oracle once stood. This is where the order ruled, where the Rakshana once ruled with them.
I feel as if I'm in a dream.
Kartik strides to the river and moves his hand over the singing waters. Eddies of silver, gold and pink spring to the surface where he has touched it. Look at this, I say. I blow on blades of grass and they become a flutter of butterfly wings. One lands on Kartik's outstretched hand before flying away. I've never seen Kartik so happy, so carefree. He finds the hammock I wove weeks ago and falls into it, listening to the sweet murmuring of its threads. He rolls the sleeves of his shirt to a point above his elbows, and though it is immodest, I cannot keep myself from stealing quick glances at his exposed arms.
Would you care to sit?
He offers the narrow strip beside him. No, thank you, I manage to say. There is so much else to see. I lead him through the poppy fields below the temple, pointing to the high cliffs that rise above us. Etched into the sides are the sensual carvings of half-dressed women that brought a blush to my cheek the first time I saw them. From the corner of my eye, I watch Kartik, wondering if he will find them scandalous.
They remind me of India, he says.
Yes, exactly so, I say, hoping my voice does not betray me. Kartik's gaze dips to my neck and shyly down. I should show you the caves of sighs, I say, my voice slightly hoarse. I lead him through the narrow passage in the earth, up the mountain pass, among the pots that belch their colourful smoke, and to the top. The Hajin bow to us, and Kartik returns the gesture with respect. These are the caves of sighs, I say. We pass the engraving of the two hands clasped inside a circle. Kartik stops before it.
I know this. It's a Rakshana.
It belongs also to the order, I say.
Do you know what it means?
He asks, moving closer to it. I nod, blushing. It is a symbol for love. He smiles.
Yes, I remember now. The hands inside the circle, you see? The hands are protected by the circle, the symbol of eternity.
Eternity?
Because there is no telling where it begins or ends, nor does it matter.
He traces the pattern with his fingers. I clear my throat faintly. They say you can see each other's dreams if you place your hands inside the circle.
Is that so?
He lets his palm rest just outside it. Yes, I say. Wind blows through the caves, and they sigh. The stones speak.
This is a place of dreams for those who are willing to see. Place your hands inside the circle and dream.
I put my hands inside the circle and wait. He doesn't look at me, and he doesn't move. He will not do it. I know him. My heart sinks with the knowledge. He shifts his hand inside, near my own. Our fingers and thumbs reach toward each other, but do not quite touch. Our hands, two countries, separated by the narrowest of oceans. And then his fingers nudge mine. The stones fade away. A bright white light forces me to close my eyes. My body falls away, and I am inside a dream.